Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with cello music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns and the beautifully elegant playing of cellist Gabriel Schwabe. Saint-Saëns was an extraordinary pianist, but he also clearly had a deeply sympathetic feeling and understanding of the cello. Over the next few minutes, we can look at the composer and the performers in more detail. First, though, here's a bit more of that opening music, the very beginning of Saint-Saëns' Cello Concerto No. 1 in A minor, completed in 1872 when the composer was 37 years old. That was music from Saint-Saëns' Cello Concerto No. 1. Saint-Saëns was born in Paris in 1835 and is one of the most extraordinary musical prodigies in the history of Western music. He was a highly gifted pianist and made his concert debut at the age of 10, at which he announced to the audience that he would happily perform any of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas as an encore. He was 10 years old. Just think about that. Saint-Saëns composed his cello concerto in 1872, and it has long been one of Saint-Saëns' most popular pieces. Pablo Casals played it for his London debut in 1905. Although the piece is written in one continuous movement, the music actually has three distinct sections. Here is a bit more of that opening movement. Although Saint-Saëns' life straddled some of the most profound changes in European music history, for example, he was born when Mendelssohn was alive and lived till almost a decade after Stravinsky's Rite of Spring was first performed in 1913. Saint-Saëns remained somewhat old-fashioned in his musical tastes, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Despite all of the contrary developments happening around him, his music remained gloriously tuneful. In fact, he once said, "The artist who does not feel completely satisfied by elegant lines, by harmonious colors, and by a beautiful succession of chords does not understand the art of music." Here's a bit of the serenade from his suite in D minor for cello and orchestra. Thank you. Camille Saint-Saëns wrote his romance, Opus 36, in 1874. The same year, Levi Strauss received a U.S. patent for blue denim jeans with copper rivets. Obviously, Levi jeans have become much, much better known, but Levi jeans seldom sound as beautiful as this romance. That was Saint-Saëns Romance in F major, which he composed with either the cello or the French horn in mind. His suite in D major was originally written for cello and piano, but Saint-Saëns arranged it for cello and orchestra in 1919, at which time he added two new movements, including this tarantella. Saint-Saëns' second cello concerto was premiered in 1905, about 30 years after the first concerto. A music critic of the day dismissed it as bad music well written. The biggest problem was that this concerto places huge demands on the soloist, and although Saint-Saëns wrote it for one of the top cello soloists of his day, it proved almost too much even for him. So after an inauspicious beginning, the concerto languished mostly unplayed for decades, until a new generation of cellists would come along with the technical chops to not just get through the concerto, but to play it with the necessary ease that would allow the music to shine. Obviously, cellist Gabriel Schwabe is one of the people who can do this. You have been listening to music by Camille Saint-Saëns and the brilliant cello playing of Gabriel Schwabe, together with the Malmö Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Mark Sustroth. It's from a new Naxos album simply titled Works for Cello and Orchestra. Naxos catalog number 8.573737. But don't let the plainness of that title fool you. This recording is packed with musical poetry. Like this piece, surely one of the best-known pieces Saint-Saëns ever wrote. This is The Swan from Carnival of the Animals. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.